Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where we bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0, tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business today. You know, our listeners have expressed that they're solopreneurs, service-based professionals, and offline businesses learning to come online. So what we do here is we make sure that we pick topics and guests that are going to support, grow, and sustain your business needs. Now, today our featured guest is Shel Horowitz, the co-author of Guerrilla Marketing Goes Green. And we're going to be talking about some really awesome stuff. I've had some delightful conversations with Shel, and I know that you're going to enjoy what we discuss today. We're also going to be hearing again from Don Cooper. Remember, it's that first Monday where we get our breakthrough strategies sales tip. And we're going to be discussing what can you do these last few weeks of the year to shore up those sales before your end of year.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Well, you were talking about this being the end of the year, and we all want to try to get our sales up as much as possible in these last few weeks. And one of the best ways to do that is to take advantage of referrals. Most salespeople and professionals, business owners, do not ask enough for referrals. And the single biggest mistake that we make when it comes to referrals is simply not asking. So the number one secret to asking for referrals is to ask. What holds us back very often is fear of being rejected, fear of being a nuisance, fear of being perceived as selfish. And yet what we need to understand is this. If you have taken good care of your customer, if you provide them with a very good product and great service, your customer wants to give you referrals. If you did a great job for me, I want my friends and my family to work with you as well. I don't want them buying something inferior from somebody else. I want to make sure they're taken care of the same way I've been. The challenge is I don't think about it a whole lot, so I need you to remind me. So it is up to the salesperson to ask for the referrals to ensure that we get them. So that's the first secret is we need to ask, and our customer wants us to ask. However, it's a really big caveat here. However, it's important to understand that a referral requires more trust than a sale does. Too often, when a salesperson asks for referrals, they ask at the wrong time. They ask right when the sale is made. In some cases, they ask even before the sale is made. And that will drive people nuts because a referral requires more trust than a sale itself does. Here's the reason. If I buy something from you, and I don't like it, I decide afterwards that, no, this wasn't the right decision, this was not a good company, whatever, it's no big deal. I have made buying mistakes before, I'll make them again. I'll get over it. However, if I refer you to a friend of mine, and my friend has a bad experience with you, now my friend is angry at me. And my relationship with my friend is far more important to me than anything I will ever buy. And it's more important than any salesperson I will ever meet. So once you've made the sale, give me some time. Wait at least a few weeks before you ask for referrals. Let me experience your support after the sale. I want to know for sure if you're going to be on to take care of me or if you're going to disappear. I want to know for sure that the product I've just bought is actually working the way I expected it to. So that might take some time. So wait at least a few weeks after the sale before you ask. When you do ask, be specific. Don't just say, who do you know? It's too broad a picture for people to hone in on individual people. Be specific. Who do you know at your Chamber of Commerce? Who do you know in your company? Who else in your family? The more you can narrow down the focus range for your prospect, the easier it is for them to come up with an individual. When you do get an individual's name, get as much information about that person as you can. Don't just get the name and run off and call. Learn something about that new prospect. The more you know going in, the more of an advantage you have when you do make contact. Ideally, you want to ask your customer to call this prospect for you. That then sets up your call so that your prospect is now expecting the call from you. But at least ask your customer when you should call this referred prospect. So that when you call, it'll be at a convenient time, morning, evening, day of the week, etc. And then you can lead with your customer's name. John Smith said that I should give you a call. Well, I was talking with Mary Carpenter the other day, and she mentioned your name and asked me to call you. It's important also, if you want to maximize your referrals, to ask periodically. Don't just ask a customer once and never again. Ask from time to time. Because people meet people, and people's needs change. So one of your customers might not know anybody that can use you right now, but 6 months from now, one of their friends might then have a need. If you don't ask periodically, you'll never know. And here is a great holiday tip for maximizing your referrals. Use gift certificates. Not gift cards, gift certificates. Here's how you do it. Your customers are looking for holiday gifts right now. So give your customer a gift certificate with their name in the from field. Leave the to field blank. Send this to your customer with a note saying, here's a gift you can give to somebody else. Your customer now has something of value. They have a gift they can give to somebody. Mark one more name off their list. You then get a new prospect for the cost of that gift certificate. That can be $10, $25, $100, whatever you want to be. That's a really great way to make everybody happy and get yourself great quality prospects. Remember, a prospect who is referred to you is 5 times as likely to buy from you as any other type of prospect. Use these tactics and you'll increase your referrals and you'll be able to increase your sales.
Wow, Don, thank you. I hadn't thought about the whole gift certificate thing. So you could have a product, or if you're a service-based professional, you could have a low-end service that you'd be willing to use to bring in a new potential client. That's a great idea. Well, I know we actually had to have you stop your vacation, so we appreciate the fact that you came on this morning and shared with us our last sales tip for the year. So thank you so much. Have a lot of fun while you're out there. I won't say where because you might not want everybody to know.
My pleasure, Michelle.
We look forward to starting our year with you.
Thanks, Michelle.